Big Hits 102.5, 1330. WBTM and Larry Oldham. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Always look forward to chatting with you, and we're going to talk about your new book. It's called She Said, He Said. Interesting about how this relationship started, and I'm proud to, you know, have been part of this. This relationship actually started on this radio show.
I proposed to her on your show.
He called up and said, can I propose? And you called and did it there. And we're both on pins and needles wondering what she was going to say.
And it took her a few minutes, but she decided yes.
The decision of the judges is final.
Exactly.
I do remember there was a pause there.
Well, I think she was surprised to hear me on the radio propose to her publicly.
That would surprise people, except that she's known you for quite a while.
Yeah, we met in high school in the 11th grade, so we've known each other since 64.
Larry Oldham and Dina Hill married. I would love for her to be here, but she's a school teacher, so they're like me. They have to be at work early. And so you will, I guess, speak for her. So you've known each other a long time because when we were kind of chatting about this, I was asking about how, with a lot of people, a lot of times after you get married, they will kind of share things with you that they obviously saved until after the wedding. But you really didn't have a lot of that because you've known her for so long.
Well, we were friends. We were friends first, which I think is really important relationship. Oh, yeah. And so you didn't have to discover her, and you didn't have to wonder about her. Did she do this or do that? You knew her whole life history. So she knew my whole life history, married me anyway.
And I will ask you this, because being somebody who's single, I look for things like this and analyze, of course. You learn a lot by watching relationships. You said something extremely complimentary about her and extremely rare. I asked you, what is different about her than the other ladies that you know? Was there anything negative that is not in her personality, or is there anything really positive about her personality? I love what you said.
I said that she's non-judgmental and she doesn't try to control you. So she gives you the freedom to be who you are. Without any judgments. And I think that's most important in relationships. You know, you marry somebody, but you don't own somebody. So if you can marry somebody and still have your life and they can have their life, you got the best of both worlds.
And do you find that because she doesn't judge you or try to control you, you are more willing to do things for you than if you feel like you are being judged on every little thing?
Well, I can't say the same thing for me because I'm judgmental and controlling, so it's the opposite.
Opposites attract.
So she puts up with me.
She probably thinks that junk's funny in your case. But
she does.
Because she knows you can try to control all you want to, sport. Yeah,
she just turns her head the other way or goes in the other room or goes downstairs and exercises.
Well, somebody who's not judgmental and controlling, that means they're confident, and that means they know.
She's very confident, and she's very smart, mm-hmm. and she's a workaholic. And she is an organized person. So the house is organized. Everything in our life's organized.
So after writing the column all these years, and I discovered something interesting this morning, and we've had a number of discussions on the radio for years about different things, mostly relationships, which is cool. Most people don't think guys talk about relationships, but we've had a lot of discussions about relationships. And I was asking you, do you get suggestions from people about the She Said, He Said column?
We do. We get people stop us all the time. The number one thing that people say to us when we meet somebody on the street and we see them everywhere we go is, are y'all getting a divorce? That's the first question they ask, because it sounds like we're arguing in the column.
Yeah,
and we're not. We're not arguing at all. What we're doing is we're taking his side or her side.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, sometimes it sounds contentious, but it's not really.
I think the reason it sounds contentious, as you say that, is you two are more open with each other about what you feel, even though you know the other will disagree, than most people are willing to be because they're afraid of making somebody mad. And so what looks like a confrontation or an argument is simply the way you guys are blessed with the ability to talk about anything, which I find admirable for both of you.
Well, I think it's a catharsis for us. I mean, you know, it gives us a chance to talk about our feelings, but publicly.
Uh-huh.
And so I think people admire that in us, at least they tell us that. And they always say, you know, it's like you got a window into my room. I can see, you see everything in our house, because everything you talk about, we have that same conflict, that same problem.
Talking to Larry Oldham about the book version of She Said, He Said, which would be a great stocking stuffer, because here are the people who talk about things in a relationship. Most people won't. They're afraid of making the other person mad. They're afraid the other person's going to think they're being criticized. But because she's non-judgmental, you know. And the big word here is trust. She trusts that you're not being confrontational, and you're just asking because you want to know, and that works both ways.
That's correct.
And I asked you get suggestions from people about columns. Have you ever used any?
we never have used any that I can remember. I'm sure after 10 years of writing the comic together that we probably have used one. The strangest one was someone came up one time and said that her husband eats chocolate and then turns on the light switch or turns off the light switch, and we should write about that. And we just, those things didn't happen to us. It's hard to write about something that's never happened to you. It's hard to write about something you agree on. We can't write about education because we both believe in education.
Yes.
So the things we believe in, it's hard to write about. We have to write about things that I would disagree with her on or she might disagree with me on. That's 10 years of that.
When with the lady with the husband who writes, who has chocolate on his hands and touches things, you could say, here's what I'll write for you. Take a piece of paper and write handy wipes on there and hand it to him.
Yeah.
Wash your hands like your mother used to tell you, you forgot. But have you and Dina ever had a disagreement over a column where once it turned out a certain way, either one of you thought, I really don't want to turn this one in this way because I disagree with something she said or whatever?
Yeah, we have rewritten them. In other words, what happens in a column is that I write mine and she answers it and I read it. And she writes hers and I answer it and then I read. We both read what each other says. We never turn them in without each other seeing them before.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that when we turn them in and you read them, we've agreed that we disagreed. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have that problem where people, you know, where she'd get mad or say, well, you should have said that, because we don't sneak them in. You know, we trust each other and we both look at them. We both agree before we send them in.
The book is She Said, He Said. We're talking to Larry Oldham, his wife, Dina Hill, who had to be at school early to teach. I would love to have had her in here. When you get the sequel, we're definitely going to schedule it so she can be in here, or at least be by phone. Have you ever written a column and then when you looked at her answers thought, you know, I probably am wrong about this. She's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens a lot. I mean, she's very observant being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes. But most of the time, if that's happened in the column, she's already told me about it anyway. We just might think to write about it because we had that disagreement 2 weeks ago or something.
Now, where do you come up with ideas for columns? I guess you jot things down as you have a disagreement, don't you?
No, we don't really have disagreements. It's really, we have a great relationship. The things that we write about, Hutch, are the things that happens to everybody in everyday life. Where are we going to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? And so we can write about that, you know, how we decided where we was going to eat, whose turn it was, et cetera, et cetera. It happens in everybody's life. We don't use people's names because we want you to identify with the problems that you have in your own home.
The book is He Said, She Said, talking with Larry Oldham this morning. And under She Said, it said, it's not hard to find ideas. When you're married to a man who doesn't wear designer clothes or doesn't, or any brand that has a designer on it, or who does not own a pair of jeans. You don't own jeans.
I don't own jeans. Don't wear jeans.
Even when you were younger?
No. In my first grade picture, I've got a suit on.
Was that a... Really? Was that a parental thing? Was your dad a preacher? Or?
No, they just, my mother and father both were dressers, and so we were dressed up all the time.
Whose idea of a good meal is driving down to Myrtle Beach, eating in our favorite seafood restaurant, and driving back in the same day? She probably disagrees with that.
She does it because she loves me.
And he said, it's not hard to find ideas when you're married to a woman who cleans the house almost daily. I would love that. That would be an opposite to track. Who brings every grandchild a present every time she visits them. But she understands. They don't forget things like that.
No, she's very, very passionate about her grandchildren.
And she also works with kids, so she's very much in tune with what affects children deeply. I can remember my grandfather when I was 5. Every time I saw him, he'd give me a stick of gum. That's a long memory for a stick
exactly,
of gum.
Exactly, exactly.
That's an inexpensive
way. And my grandmother used to give me 50 cents and say, you know, here, this is for you. So.
And it's not hard to find ideas when you were married to a woman who, and you say this, exercises 90 minutes a day on the elliptical and walks 40 minutes a day. I'd be leaving a tip on the exercise
every
equipment.
Every single day. She looks the same she did in high school to me.
And feels great, I'm sure.
Feels great.
But let's mention also, when you're looking for stocking stuffers, your previous book was about losing weight when you got a diagnosis of diabetes.
Yes.
And you decided to roll that back.
Yes, that's correct.
And the name of the book?
The name of the book was... I forgot the name of the book.
That's okay.
You put me on the spot. I read it 2 years ago. So.
That's okay. You know, we talked about that earlier.
We did.
Sure Karen's Hallmark has that, I guess.
Karen's Hallmark has both books. Yes,
because you got that diagnosis, and I guess her influence of exercising at least gave you the idea, maybe I can take some ownership in this.
Exactly, exactly.
And, of course, she's going to encourage you literally every step of the way.
Every single step. And she's been tremendous help, her cooking and her making sure that I walk every day. She's good.
She said, it's not hard to find ideas when you're married to a man who loves my family like he loves his family. You obviously have, embarrassed to say that you're a guy, you have a heart she sees and appreciates.
Yes, yes.
And she says, it's not hard to find ideas for a book and a column when you're married to a woman, you say this, who is willing to share our life in public and on paper, and who is addicted to ice cream. So another one of those, throw the top away. We don't need the rest of this.
She loves ice cream.
But since she loves the elliptical and walking, she can afford to love ice cream.
She does. She weighs the same she did in high school. So.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, and once again, you've known her since high school. You became friends. Then you came back and got married later on.
Yes. We were friends in high school. We put together the class reunion every 5 years, so we saw each other every 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Since 1965.
So you were able to catch up every five years?
Yeah, every 5 years we were able to catch up. And so, you know, I knew her children, I held her children, and she held my kids, and, you know, we knew each other. So
now, as you were about to wrap this up, although, as you said, we could talk for over an hour, when you would catch up every 5 years, I guess even at that point, you had that kind of friendship where you could talk about anything. And when you would talk, you would say what was really happening rather than gloss a lot over.
Yeah, more so what school was like and what was like in school and you know, the things that happened in school and stories about our friends and, you know, things like that. Because we didn't date in high school. So.
But when you started dating, did the honest conversations start then? Is it just a personality thing that you and she both share?
Well, I wanted to know why she wouldn't date me in high school. And she said, because I thought she was in a gang. I was a different person than you were. Because I smoked and was in the smokers group, you know, she just assumed I was in a gang. Of course, I wasn't. But.
Wow, you were in a smokers group. There's very 70-ish.
You had a certain place in high school where you go to smoke. You know, you had a certain location.
Oh, yeah. Of course, now they do because they're ostracized.
Exactly.
They're banned to the back door.
Exactly.
The book, it's a great stocking stuffer. And I guarantee you, it will teach you a little bit about how you're probably safe asking your spouse more questions than you think they are. If not, you might want to think about your spouse. The book is She Said, He Said, and I've enjoyed following your relationship ever since we started it on the air here. Ever since you proposed here. The book is an everyday perspective on relationships, and it's about two people who trust each other enough that just about anything's fair game. I think you've agreed on a few subjects that are off limits, at least for the column.
Yes.
And that's good. But I hope everybody can read this book and feel just a little bit more freedom, not in asking questions, but in understanding that the more you trust the other person not to be judgmental, the better the relationship's going to be.
It's funny and entertaining. It'll be fun.
Well, both of you are.
Yeah, so thank you.
Please tell Dina hi. Sorry you had to be at school. Next time we want you in here adding the point counterpoint so we don't have a he said and we think she said.
All right. which is
what we're doing this morning. Larry, they can get the book at Karen's Hallmark, right?
Yes, that's
all right.
Correct.
Along with your other books, you have several. And the Christmas parade this Sunday. Got to get everybody in the mood. 2017 Riverview Christmas Parade. Tell us when it starts.
It starts at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's the same route as last year. It begins at Main and Broad, ends at Main and Craighead. It's December the 3rd on Sunday. Major sponsor is URW, Community Federal Credit Union, and you have a lot of other sponsors also. Mm-hmm. But if you need information, you can call 793-4636 or go online at playdanvillevirginia.com.
He's been over there waving the ad, and I thought, yeah, that's nice. It's a pretty ad. Oh, that's what we were going to see, because he wanted to come in and talk about the
parade, right?
Mr. Hubble here. I said, we'll talk about the parade a little bit, but we're talking about the book the most. So everybody, Karen's Hallmark has this book, his previous books. If you know somebody who's got mild diabetes, he wrote a book about how you can sometimes manage that. So Larry Oldham, always great to have you in here, brother.
Thank you, Hutch. I appreciate it.